Taking a look first at your local and regional news. It's officially spring cleanup time, and the annual cleanup of the Tuscola County Fairgrounds will be from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday, April the 27th. Participants are asked to bring a rake or leaf blower, as well as some gloves. Refreshments will be provided by the Tuscola County Fair Board. When arriving, you can sign in at the Lion's Den at the fairground for a chance for the Golden Rake Awareness Award. The park cleanup is coordinated by the City of Caro's Park and Recreation Department and the Tuscola County Fair Board. And in other local and regional news, the Huron County Board of Commissioners will meet at 9 a.m. this coming Tuesday, April the 23rd, in the boardroom of the courthouse. According to the preliminary agenda, County Equalization Director Jason Daniels will present the 2024 Equalization Report, and County Treasurer Mary McCollum of Lean and Green Michigan will present the Huron County PACE Program Report, and County Treasurer Deb McCollum will provide an update regarding legal actions that are in regards to the Martin McLaughlin versus Huron County Treasurer's Office case. In addition, commissioners are expected to hire a GIS technician, and as well, they'll be proclaiming May as Motorcycle Awareness Month. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll be back with a look at your national and international news right after this.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. The opening statements in the first criminal trial of a former American president provided a clear roadmap of how prosecutors will try to make the case that Donald Trump did indeed break the law, and how the defense plans to fight the charges on multiple fronts. Lawyers presented dueling narratives Monday as jurors got their first glimpse into the prosecution accusing Trump of falsifying business records as part of a scheme to squelch negative stories about him during his 2016 presidential campaign. There's still weeks to come of what's likely to be a dramatic and embarrassing testimony about the presumptive Republican presidential nominee's personal life as he simultaneously campaigns to return to the White House. And another national and international news. Columbia University canceled in-person classes, and police arrested dozens of students at Yale University as tensions over Israel's war with Hamas continues to grow on U.S. college campuses. The moves at the Ivy League schools came hours before Monday evening start of the Jewish holiday of Passover. A New Haven, Connecticut police spokesperson said about 45 protesters were arrested at Yale on Monday morning and charged with misdemeanor trespassing. All were being released on promises to appear in court later. Following arrests last week at Columbia, pro-Palestinian demonstrators set up encampments on other campuses around the country, including the University of Michigan, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, and the University of North Carolina. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area deaths have been reported for today. Wave M. Manuel, age 58 of Sebring, passed away on Monday, April the 15th. A memorial visitation for Wave M. Manuel is planned for Tuesday, April the 23rd at the Yingle Mellendorf Funeral Home of Sebring from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. The memorial service will be Wednesday, April 24th at the New Salem Lutheran Church of Sebring. Visitation will begin at 9 a.m. until the time of service at 10:30 a.m. with a luncheon to follow. Memorial donations may be given to the St. Jude Children's Research Hospital in Wave's name. You can also share a memory online at jmfuneralhome.com. And Mario Cox, age 73 of Fillion, passed away on Friday, April 19th, after a brief illness. A funeral service will be held on Wednesday, April the 24th at 4 p.m. at the Kaufman Funeral Home of Bad Axe. Visitation will be held on Wednesday from 1 p.m. until the time of service at 4 p.m. If you wish to offer your condolences to the Cox family, you can do so online at kaufmanfuneralhome.com. And Shirley Ann Dubes, age 89 of Pigeon, passed away Monday, April the 22nd. Funeral services for Shirley Ann Dubes will be 1 p.m. Thursday, April 25th at the Champaign Funeral Chapel. Burial will be in the New Bayport Cemetery. Visitation will begin at 11 a.m. Thursday and continue until the time of service. Memorials may be made to the Bayport Community of Christ Church. And Carl A. Palmater, Sr., age 92 of Cass City, died peacefully on Saturday, April the 20th. Visitation for Carl A. Palmater will be taking place from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. Thursday, April the 25th at the Krantz Funeral Home of Cass City, and from 10 a.m. until the time of service at 11 a.m. on Friday, April the 26th at the funeral home. Interment will take place in the Novesta Township Cemetery. Military honors conducted by the Cass City VFW Post and the United States Navy Guard. Memorials may be made in Carl Palmater's name to Cass City VFW Post 3644. You're listening to WLEW, and for your complete list of Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.